This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. April 28th, pandemic.news update. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me. And now we are on the verge of the reopening of many, many states and cities. Some of the cities are saying, no, we're going to delay until mid-May or even the end of May. And all over the world, the calendar differs a little bit. But this is going to be very, very interesting and very educational for us to watch. Because essentially, every state that opens or every nation that opens is a new experiment. An experiment to find out what happens based on different levels of discipline in social distancing and wearing masks and so on. So out of all these different experiments, we're going to find out what works and also what doesn't work. And that's going to be very, very good information because, you know, if we're wise, then we'll look at the countries that are doing it well and we'll follow them. And no, by the way, Sweden is not one of them. Sweden has had a far higher death rate per capita than the United States. Sweden has been a disaster for refusing to lock down. And Brazil is a disaster in the making. Brazil is going to be one of the worst hit countries over the next couple of months. Mexico is going to be hit bad. The continent of Africa is going to be hit bad and so on. But Brazil's a disaster. So the one thing that we've learned already so far is that some of these governments can fake it for a while. They can cover it up for a while. They can pretend that the coronavirus is no big deal for a while. But eventually the number of dead bodies gets difficult to cover up. Ecuador found that out in Guayaquil, which is the Guayas province, on the western port side city of Ecuador. And they found out that, yeah, you can report statistics of, let's say, 1,600 deaths. But if you look at the cemeteries and the mass graves, over 10,000 people died all of a sudden for some mysterious reason. And you can't cover that up. So the Financial Times did their research and they found that, you know, Ecuador, or just the Guayas province, has over 10,500 unexplained deaths in late March and the first half of April. Wonder what that could be. And there have also been huge increases in deaths that have not been recorded as COVID-19 in Spain, you know, in Madrid, in France, in Germany, in the UK, even in New York City, all over the world, to the tune of really an excess 50% increase in mortality compared to the last 5 years, all over the world. And that's how the Financial Times was able to calculate that the actual number of people who've been killed by the coronavirus is probably now over 300,000, not the 200,000 that's being officially reported. So the mortality of this virus is, you know, at least 50% higher than what is being publicly claimed. So it's a very dangerous, deadly biological weapon. But we're going to get to see lots of experiments here as we reopen. And it's very clear to me that the states that have the most precautions and where they have the most compliance among the population, i.e. voluntary wearing of masks, voluntary hand washing, because you can't force everybody to wash their hands. You know, I mean, this isn't kindergarten. You have to just rely on enough people to be adults to say, hey, wash your hands, folks, you know, wear a mask. But the compliance of the populations is going to vary widely. And as a result, we're going to get lots of different experiments showing lots of different results. Now, some states like Texas are taking a very cautionary approach here, which I think is wise, which is a staged series of easing the lockdown rules. Every 2 weeks, another set of rules gets relaxed so that over time, all the rules are relaxed if they don't have an explosion of new infections. But here's where people can run into problems with this, the public, is in having too much confidence too early because, once again, they don't understand exponential math and they don't understand that this thing can start spreading with very small numbers. And it can look fine for 6 to 8 weeks, which, by the way, I'm predicting will be May and June. Everything's going to look pretty good in May and June. And then starting sort of mid-July and definitely by the end of July, the states and regions that did not do a good job are going to really see explosions in the number of cases. And by August, we could see a second round of lockdowns in certain areas. You see, that's what happens with complacency. And the complacency, by the way, is being pushed even more aggressively by a lot of the mathematically illiterate, science illiterate people in the media who don't understand any of this, or who in some cases are deliberately lying and saying things like, oh, the coronavirus is no more dangerous than the flu. You know, we've covered that in previous podcasts. People like Sean Hannity, who the New York Times did a big kind of smear piece on Sean Hannity, but they weren't wrong about the fact that Sean had preached a lot of complacency and he had misled his audience. And many of his audience members then did not take the virus seriously. Some went on cruises, some got infected, and some died. There are people dead today because Sean Hannity lied about the coronavirus. Same thing's true with Rush Limbaugh and many other prominent people in conservative and independent media. I even asked the question in a recent article, at what point do these people become complicit in the ongoing deaths? At what point do they have blood on their hands for telling people this is no big deal? And then those people board cruise ships or go out and don't wear masks and don't take precautions and they end up getting infected. I mean, it's an important question for our time. Don't people who have platforms and who have influence have a responsibility to be accurate when they're talking about a pandemic that's deadly? Don't they have a responsibility to err on the side of caution if they're going to err at all? But, you know, that's a debate for another time. I guess there will be lawsuits. I've already heard whispers of lawsuits in the making that some people are going to get sued, like Sean Hannity, going to get sued. Now, maybe that lawsuit goes nowhere, but it sure is a hassle to get sued in a wrongful death civil lawsuit and have to defend yourself. Sean Hannity, will he'll have to spend a couple of million dollars to defend himself against a wrongful death lawsuit. So it's not only irresponsible and unethical to tell people that this is no big deal, it also subjects you to civil liability. So in fact, I expect we're going to see a flood of lawsuits all over the independent media. I've even predicted that some independent media outlets won't survive that. Sad to say. But, you know, that's what happens when you tell people that there is no virus. And then some of those people go out and die. And then their family members find out, oh, that person was your favorite fan. They're going to sue you. You know, that's happening. So anyway, look, my goal is to just help save lives, to be accurate about this. And as you know, I don't follow the mob, the crowd, the herd. I tell you what's really happening with good analysis, good science, good math. Everything that I put out there checks out. Anyone willing to do the math will agree with me on all these points about the fatality rates and everything. The only people who disagree with me are people who really can't do math or not willing to do math. And that is a factual statement. I still see a lot of media people conflating the case fatality rate with the infection fatality rate. Even at townhall.com, for example, was recently I saw an article on that. They don't know the difference. Crazy. It's crazy. But if you want accurate, honest, independent information that will help you stay alive and help you fight this very real virus, check out my websites, pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.